And we begin our reading from the Passion narrative at the Lord's Supper. And Jesus said, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified."
Now the feast of unleavened bread, also called the Passover, drew near. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill Jesus. They assembled with the elders of the people in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted how they might take Jesus craftily and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people."
Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. He went his way to the chief priests and captains and spoke together with them how he might betray Jesus to them. They were glad to hear him. He said to them, "What will you give me to betray him to you?" They promised to give him money and agreed with him for 30 pieces of silver. He accepted, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to betray him in the absence of the multitude.
Then came the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed a Passover lamb. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." They said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?"
He said to them, "Go into the city, and when you have entered the city, watch for a man bearing a pitcher of water. When he meets you, follow him to the house where he enters. You shall say to the man who lives there, 'The master says to you, my time is at hand. I will celebrate the Passover at your house. Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. Make preparations there." The disciples did as Jesus had directed them. They came into the city and found it just as he had told them. So they prepared the Passover.
When the hour had come, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. As they were eating, he said, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." As they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
In the same way, he also took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
There was also a strife among them as to which one of them should be considered the greatest. He said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority over them are called benefactors. It shall not be so among you. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one that rules like the one that serves. For who is greater, he that sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he that sits at the table? But I am among you as a servant. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
Jesus knew that his hour was come to depart from the world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the finish. Already Satan had put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, and he had come from God and was going to God. He rose from the supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
He came to Simon Peter. Peter said to him, "Lord, will you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but after these things you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has bathed does not need to wash more than his feet, for he is already clean. You are clean, but not all of you. He knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, Not everyone is clean.
So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done for you? You call me Master and Lord, and it is good that you say this, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. I have done this to show you the way to do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I do not speak of you all. I know whom I have chosen. The scripture must be fulfilled. He that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Already, now I tell you this, before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives anyone whom I will send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me.
When Jesus had said these things, his spirit was in turmoil. He bore witness and said, Truly, truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me.
The disciples looked at one another dumbfounded about whom he had spoken. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter said to him, Ask him which one he means.
That disciple who was reclining next to Jesus' chest said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus then answered, It is the one to whom I shall give the piece of bread after I have dipped it. He dipped the piece of bread he had in his hand and gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After the piece of bread had been dipped, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, What you're about to do, do quickly.
No one at the table knew what the purpose was of what Jesus had said to him. Because Judas kept the money bag, some thought Jesus had told him to buy what was needed for the feast or to give something to the poor. When that man had received the piece of bread, he went out immediately, and it was night.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once.
Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, so I now say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me later. Here ends this week's reading from the Passion Narrative.